This evening, Citizens for the Educational Advancement of Alaska's Children, or SEAC, will acknowledge the settlement of two education lawsuits against the state with a presentation of two funds. One for $18 million will help pay for new programs for struggling schools, and another for $300,000. The smaller fund will be named the Howard S. Trickey Constitutional Defense Fund after the attorney who fought both the Casile and Moore versus the State of Alaska cases in the 1990s. The first case dealt with the lack of new school construction in rural Alaska, and the second went after the need for rural teachers and programs. Norman Eck is the superintendent of the Northwest Arctic Borough School District based in Kotzebue and president of SEAC. He says the cases had enormous impact.
So since then, in the last 10 years, or more than 10 years now, 12 years, there's been over $1.5 billion spent on school construction across rural Alaska. So it made a huge difference. And so, but it was never, the case was never completely settled. So just a little over a year ago, through Governor Parnell and the new education commissioner, Michael Hanley, we were able to work out a settlement with the state.
There was a second lawsuit, Moore versus the state. How did the two cases differ or compare?
Moore was more about adequacy of educational programs, whereas Casile was concerning facilities. And the Moore case has provided $18 million to improve educational programs in the 40 lowest performing schools in the state. And that's with those 40 schools are within 9 different school districts.
Tonight, in addition to announcing the creation of the fund, you'll be naming at least part of it for Howard Trickey, the attorney who fought the cases. It may seem unusual to some that you'd name an education defense fund after an attorney. Why is Mr. Trickey being honored in this way?
He fought in this way when no one else would stand up. He wouldn't let the cases die. Almost anyone else would have said, I've got work to do. I can't afford to do this. And there were many years where I'm sure he was working with no income from these cases, and sometimes with a heavy load of work on his part. And so he stuck through it, and that takes a remarkable person to be able to do that.
There is a lot of interest in some political arenas in the idea of using public funds to pay for private school education, the school voucher idea. As someone committed to educating Alaska kids, what do you think about that concept?
What I've noticed with vouchers in other states is that, let's say, take a state where it's an average of $8,000 to educate a student, and they'll put out a voucher that's worth $3,000. Well, where's the difference come from? No school can take this up without a fair amount of money to be able to educate the students. So we also see that as a way to bleed off money from public education. And then where do you get the money to take care of all the legal requirements for special ed students? Because a lot of times the services that are required by law for special ed students can easily cost a school district $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, $120,000 a year just for one child. Education can be expensive in certain circumstances. And so the voucher schools that just run off of vouchers may very well then ignore these other students and not provide opportunities for them.
Norman Eck is the president of Citizens for the Educational Advancement of Alaska's Children and superintendent of the Northwest Arctic School District.